If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Okay, you probably do this daily at home, and there's a good chance that you've been doing it wrong. Sad news, Andy and Kelly are getting divorced.
That was inevitable.
Over a fight that you had last night. Okay, let us in.
This has been a contentious issue with us forever. When it comes to loading the dishwasher, she does it wrong. I do it right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And we got into it a little bit last night because she always loads the cutlery in facing down. So, like, the fork is facing downward when she loads it in. And I always have it facing up.
Okay.
But, okay.
Or sorry, rather, I load it facing up. Down and she loads it facing up.
You don't even know. I'm on Kelly's team. You don't even know what you're talking about.
She's got the fork facing up, the knife facing up. I've got it facing down.
Why are you so adamant about having them face down?
Well, because it's the right way to do it.
But you'll have to explain yourself.
Well, there's various reasons. For one, you don't want a sharp knife facing upward.
Knives I get, but the knives you can put toward the back if you're worried about, like, stabbing yourself.
No, it's right in the front of the dishwasher. Mine is. So the cutlery rack. So it's true. I would be putting my hand to put the plates behind it. I'd be putting my hand over the knife.
But the cutlery rack you can remove and you can place it wherever you want. Doesn't yours remove?
Not in everybody. Mine can only go in one spot in my dishwasher.
Yeah, no, mine's only on the side, but it only goes on that
Focus, Sam. Up or down.
I'm up all the way.
Really?
If you want to get maximum rinsage and maximum exposure to the water, you know, when you put cutlery face side down, a lot of times there's food that gets stuck because there's so much, like, obstruction around it.
Yeah, I get it.
You want them to, like, you know, open up like a bouquet of flowers in the cutlery rack.
No, I put them down every time too.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If there's one facing up, I have to move it back and put it down. I will say, and I've spoken about this before, there is no chore at home that I despise and loathe more than emptying the dishwasher.
Like, oh, that's the worst.
It is the worst. I'd rather vacuum. I'd rather do laundry. I'd rather load the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Like, something about it, I hate it so much. And the last thing that I want when I am having to do that chore that I don't want to do is for all of those to be facing up and to be cutting myself, getting, like, little scratches and stuff.
Also, there's food on them too. Mm-hmm. So you're bound to get, like, dirty food on your hands. And that's just gross.
So why don't you do the best of both worlds and put the knives face down and the rest face up?
No.
But the knives, no, they have to be the same way, obviously. Come on.
You have to have formality in there. You have to have it all same.
These are the things that you and Kelly dispute.
That and the toilet paper.
Does she change it? Does she change it once you, yeah.
Yeah, because she thinks her way is a better way and it's the right way and our lives are going to be better because of it. Ridiculous.
I'm glad you're over it this morning.
No, it's getting worse and worse. Yeah, everyone has opinions on them, but only half of them are right. And my opinion happens to be right. It's facing down, where my wife has always put them in facing up. And it's an argument that we always have in our household.
And I know she's a type. I adore Kelly. She's the sweetest thing. But I know once Andy loads a dishwasher, she goes in and changes everything he did.
Oh, absolutely. When I leave in the morning, I think she gets up as soon as I leave in the morning, changes everything in the dishwasher, and then goes back to bed.
Christine, what do you think? Facing up or down?
So for me, it's really like forks and spoons up, knives down.
No, that's too stressful.
No.
It has to be uniform. They have to be the right way, the same way. Yeah. It all has to be the same way.
What kind of mad world are you living in, Christine? It's chaos.
Okay, so normally I totally agree with you. I'm obsessed with uniformity. I am. But the knives, like, they're totally going to cut you. The fork's not so much. I mean, I understand the little scratch. You might get a little scratch. But definitely don't want the knives cutting me when I'm putting the dishes in. I couldn't believe, Nikki, you said that was your worst chore. I'm like, of all the things that we hate, that is the most, like, your top number one?
Listen, I would prefer to be on my hands and knees scrubbing a floor than unload a dishwasher. I hate it.
She will let a dishwasher sit for 2 weeks before emptying it. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Wait, so what are you doing? You have no dishes left. You're just, like, taking them out of the dishwasher.
I normally use them out of the dishwasher, and then there are times where I will just wash my plate because I don't want to load my dishwasher because I don't want to have to empty it.
Oh, my God.
No, I can't believe this.
Okay, listen, you live in chaos. Are you judging me here? Forks this way, knives this way. We love you. Thanks so much for chatting with us.
No, I love you guys. Thank you so much. You make my morning every morning. I listen to you, and I'm so proud of you guys. You guys are amazing. Keep Montreal happy and just full of sunshine in our hearts. Thank you so much.
That
appreciate
is so
it.
Nice. You just made our morning. Morning. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Well, what are people saying on the text line?
Well, this is best sex ever. It says, I agree with Andy. Face down. Because when they're clean, you don't want to grab it from the tip with dirty hands. Okay. I've never thought of that. It's a good point.
All right. I do have the definitive answer coming up in just a second.
This text says, Nikki, you need some help. That's, but I don't think.
No, it says Nikki, you need to see a therapist.
Okay.
A, I do see a therapist. And B, why? You can text the answer to that at 92925.
But he says, we also have arguments about this all the time. I put my stuff face up. She puts hers face down. That we were both satisfied.
Oh my God.
Too much.
Well,
all right. So I did reach out to an expert.
Okay.
I wanted to have the definitive answer. Okay. And I got to say, I was really excited at the thought of taking Kelly's side here, because generally I do like to take Kelly's side. I love her.
However.
The answer is down, down, down.
Yes! Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
Now, the reasons, first and foremost, safety. Obviously, there's no point in ruining your clean utensils by bleeding all over them because you've stabbed yourself with a knife.
Excellent point.
You're going to clean them anyways with the face down. So
the second is that unloading the dishwasher, which, as we know, is the worst thing that we've ever been asked to do on the face of the planet, is easier when the handles are ready to be grabbed.
Yeah.
And finally, it means fewer germs and fewer smudges.
That's right. Germs, yeah.
Facing up means you're grabbing at the eating ends. Yeah. Right? And then that's going to be carried on to whoever eats them, whoever eats food off of them, obviously.
Firmly disagree, but that's okay.
What are you gonna, how can you argue
I
that,
can't,
though?
I can't waver from my lifestyle.
This is from a dishwasher expert, Sam. You think you're smarter than Ashley, the
like
dishwasher
to see his
expert?
Qualifications or his or her qualifications. There you go.
Okay, this last text says, Andy, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Well, in this case, I want to be right, because if I'm not right, I won't be happy.
Okay, good. This argument is going to continue for Andy and Kelly all weekend long.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's To Tell the Truth.
To Tell the Truth is when we have a complete stranger walk in our studio Friday mornings right around this time. They've got an amazing story, and we have to decide, along with your help on our text line at 92925, whether they are lying or telling the truth.
I'm getting worse at this game.
You are.
Yeah, I'm slipping.
It's
I'm
karma.
Overthinking.
Yeah. It's karma. Because you were so mean to me for so long about how bad I was.
I was just pointing out the fact that you would lose every single time.
I know, but the tables have kind
of
turned.
They have.
You've done well for yourself lately,
as of late.
Nikki.
Yeah, thank definitely. You guys for finally giving me the respect I deserve surrounding To Tell the Truth. All right, so you ready to do this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we've got someone walking in. So, yeah, if you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
Hello, my name is Reem, and I have never left the island of Montreal.
Like, you've never gone to Laval?
No.
Oh, what?
Oh, like, really?
Why
just
would
the island?
I need to go to Laval, though? Seriously?
Don't get it started.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, those are fighting words. The texts are coming in. People from Laval are not happy about that.
I'm sorry, guys. Ambrosia is the only reason why I would go there, though.
Okay.
All right, Reem, how old are you? You're pretty young.
I'm 27.
Whoa.
27?
Is that young or old?
Well,
I don't know.
See, I thought you were like, if you're 18 and have never left, it's maybe a little more understandable.
Yeah.
But you're 27 years old and have never left the island of Montreal. Yeah. Why?
Well, I just never had the chance. Like, I grew up in Montreal North, and when my parents came here, I was a baby. And then they moved to LaSalle, and I just went to school, then went to college.
So your parents never traveled? Where are your parents from? Were they born here also?
No, my mom is from Syria, and my dad is Italian.
And you've never traveled, and they're from other countries, other continents.
Well, they've traveled. I personally have never traveled.
Have your parents ever said, get in the car, we're taking a day trip, even when you were younger, nothing?
No, well, money-wise, I don't think it was a thing. Like, to just all go together.
Okay.
Do you ever feel like Ariel from The Little Mermaid? Like, you want to be part of their world?
There's a whole world out there.
Looking for my friend somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
He might be in Laval.
I don't think so.
At 27 years old, do you have your own ride? Do you have your own transportation?
I don't know how to drive.
Oh, okay.
You didn't get your license. Have you heard of Quebec City?
I've heard about it.
Yeah. But have
looks
you
cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks cute.
Do you want to travel? Do you want to see the world?
I do, though. I do. For real. I do. I want to go to Spain so bad because of the pictures I see and everything. And so I photoshopped my picture and so many Spain pictures that I found on Google. And I posted them on Instagram like, hey, I'm in Spain. Because everyone knows I just never left Montreal. So, yeah.
Do you still live at home with your parents?
No, I live by myself.
You live by yourself. Okay, because I remember you said there wasn't a lot of money for travel when you were a kid. That I grew up the exact same way. I'd never really left the Maritimes.
Yeah.
But the first opportunity I got, like after high school, I went to Calgary, for instance.
Yeah,
spent a year there with friends.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't sort of made it a priority. Like maybe somebody like you would have stayed home a little bit so you'd have the opportunity to save some money and go.
Well, I would say traveling with my friends only wasn't wasn't not allowed, but my parents were pretty strict because they really are protective.
Don't you have any friends that are off-island friends? Like, haven't you met people from other parts of the greater Montreal area? And when you do, like, how do you let them know that I can't come to your place? I can't come see you because I...
Well, it's not that I can't.
It's just that she hasn't.
Yeah, I just never had the opportunity. Like, everyone lives around my area or, like, in Montreal downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
Stupid videos.
Oh, you make videos like on YouTube and that kind of thing?
Not YouTube, just on Instagram.
Are you single?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's find her a man, yeah, first of all.
First things first here.
You're beautiful and adorable. Oh, we can work on the cultured part.
Like, what would happen if you met someone and you got in a car with them and they said, hey, you know what, today, just on a whim, we're going to go to Laval. What would your reaction be?
You know what? Let's do this. Oh, I just never had the chance. Okay.
You don't have any anxiety towards traveling off island or anything like that?
Well, I don't think so. Like, I'm a very adventurous person.
Like, I'm just picturing this Saturday. Do you ever think maybe I'll take the metro to Laval? Yeah.
Saturdays. Yeah. I love to stay at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get that.
For 27 years.
Yeah. Do you go out and party? You go to clubs with your friends?
Yeah.
You do that kind
sometimes
of thing?
Really?
Yeah. And you've never met anybody who's like, what is it, Mombas?
Mombas, yeah, bro.
I've never been there.
This morning and says she's never left Montreal.
Tough to believe, but also not tough to
believe. Never left the island. And the texts are pouring in at 92925.
Yeah, this text says, she sits on a throne of lies. Impossible. Another text from Maria says, lying, don't buy that sweet and innocent act at all.
This one said she's lying. Grade 6 usually visits the parliament, at least, I guess. Oh, I don't know what school she went to, though.
Yeah. Field trips.
This one says, she's adventurous, yet never left Montreal. Girl, bye.
Oh, snap.
And there's also a few people asking for her number, but I don't know if that's...
asking for her number?
Yeah, I don't know if that has anything to do with whether she's telling her truth or not.
Weird.
All right. Okay. Are we ready to do this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Sam, you want to go first this morning?
Yeah, sure. Oh, wow.
I'm so
perplexed. I mean, part of me really does believe you. I mean, I grew up in Montreal, and up until I was 16, 17, until I left Cégep, I too had never been off the island. Yeah. And I can see that carrying over for a few more years, especially if your work gets in the way and you don't really have a need to. But it's just so hard to fathom. But then again, there are people that go a long time without leaving the island.
Mm-hmm.
And you were flawless. You were very comfortable and you were kind of like almost ashamed of the fact. And so playing to that emotion, I'm going to say you're telling the truth. Ooh. I hope it's not true, but I think you're telling the truth.
All right. I'll take my guess next. I am going to say it is a tough one. I will say it is very tough. I could go either way. I'm going to say you're lying, though. Like, pretty girl. Maybe you're an actress. I don't know. She could be putting this on.
Yeah. She's flattered. Oh,
yeah. A great acting job.
Could just be very, very good at this. And I just have a hard time. For sure, I can believe that you didn't travel a lot. I understand. Like I said, I grew up the same way. But I can't believe that you never, like, with a group of friends were like, let's go somewhere, road even trip, an hour outside or 45 minutes or just off the island of Montreal. So I'm going to go with my gut and say that you're a lion this morning. That you're very good at it.
Right. Nikki, you're going to be on your own on this one this morning because I'm also going to say that you're telling the truth. I think Montreal, it's a massive city. It has so much to offer. It has everything that you need. And there's people out there that are total homebodies that have never left their hometown. I think you're one of those people. I think you are not lying to us this morning.
She's clearly an actor. All right.
I'm
Reem.
So flattered.
The time has come. 27 years old, says she's never left the island of Montreal. Reem, are you lying or are you telling the truth?
That was a lie.
Yes, oh, but I knew it. I knew it.
I love traveling, guys.
Of course she does.
You didn't Photoshop anything in Spain. You were there last week.
I actually did Photoshop it, but that's for another story.
Okay.
Exactly. She's so outgoing. Like, the world is made for people. The world is your oyster, and I know you're taking advantage of that.
Thank you.
You've been to Laval, right?
To Ambrosia.
Okay.
Doesn't matter why.
So she has been off the island, but has barely been to Laval. Okay, fair enough. I still win.
Yeah, you win either way.
Go.
Supreme. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All the love in the world to Laval this morning.
Some of the texts we're getting in now that people know that she was lying are wild to me. Somebody said they know people that have never left the West Island once in their entire life. Somebody else said they live in Brossard and they've been there for 8 years and have never been to Montreal.
What?
So maybe it's not.
I've lived there for 8 months. I've traveled
but
more.
You work here. You work in Montreal, to be fair.
That's a good point. I do come here every day.
Anyway, so that means I won that round, right?
Yeah, you did.
Fair and square.
Well done. Clean sweep.
All right. Thank you so much for playing along with us on our text line.